Blog Talk Radio. when he can feel a shift in the atmosphere. Amen, amen. It says it's moving. God is shifting the atmosphere, and truly we thank God for shifting to another Friday. This is Provoked Fridays. Amen. Amen. And we want to certainly remember our Provoked Fridays pastor, Edward Hamilton. We want you all to continue to keep him in your prayers. Amen. As I was listening to that song and then thinking about how God has been shifting from one level to the next as we talk about protect your anointing. Amen. And God has did a shift. We had a wonderful speaker on yesterday, Bishop Dr. Corinthus Patterson out of Durham, North Carolina. And we started off the week on Tuesday. Also, we had Prophet Carlos Pearson, and on Wednesday, Dr. Winston Singleton. I can't even go back to Monday. I don't even have my book. But anyway, we're still talking about protect your anointing. And as I was sitting here listening to that song, and again, as we begin to expound on this topic this week, and as Prophet David said, you know, Jesus was anointed, and we look at the scripture in Isaiah 61 where it was already prophesied that the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord had anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness. Ah, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. So that's what the anointing is for. If we're not able to bring good tidings, to preach good tidings, if we're not able to bind up the brokenhearted and proclaim liberty to the captives and to open up the prison doors for those that are bound, then I don't know what kind of anointing you have. And even in the book of Luke, again, Jesus was talking, and he said again, the Spirit of the Lord was upon him, and he was anointed to preach the gospel to the poor. And he had been sent to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. So that's what the anointing is for. It's there to destroy ropes. It's there to set us free. It's there for us to pursue the things of God. Amen. And we're just so excited about this speaker today. He's certainly not a stranger to New Destiny Ministries and neither to us. Amen. We have known him for quite a few years now, and I tell you, he's a man that loved the Lord. He's serious about salvation. He's serious about speaking the word of life to those that need to hear, and even those that may not want to hear. He speak what thus says the Lord. Amen. So we're not going to prolong anything. We want the man of God to have ample enough time to teach and tell us what thus say the Lord on this evening. Again, we thank each and every one of you all for tuning in and listening to today. Is again, we say Provoked Fridays. We're going to provoke you to live right. We're going to provoke that anointing that we sometimes get despondent in, and we sometimes get a little weary in our spirit, but we have to know that we have to stir up these gifts Amen, amen. So we're just excited about that. We thank God for those that have visited the chat room all this week and those that have listened live on the internet, even on yesterday. We had about 14 people listening live on the internet. So please don't be deceived in numbers. God always has somebody that's going to listen to his word because he said his word will not go out and return unto him void, but it would accomplish that which he sent it to do. So we thank God for each and every one of you. We thank God for our gracious co-host, Sister Ruby Larry, that have been manning the switchboards and the chat room and promoting the broadcast on the social media. We certainly thank God for her. She has been doing a phenomenal job, and we certainly thank the Lord for her. So we're going to give the remainder of this broadcast into the hands of our speaker, and that's none other than Prophet Michael Davis, amen, right here in Northern California, and he can open up with the word of prayer, and however the Lord lead him on today. God bless you, man of God.
God bless you. God bless everyone who is listening, and thank you for coming in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Father, we come to you in Jesus' name. This is a very serious topic, protecting that which is most important to you, the anointing, because it's the anointing that destroys the yoke, and by that, the conviction of the Holy Spirit comes upon the people that they might receive salvation through repentance. And Father, we just ask you to take over this conversation, this call, this time of ministry. We yield now to the Holy Spirit of God. There is nothing that I can do. I have nothing, absolutely nothing to give. Jesus, if you don't give it, if you don't speak to these, your people, if you don't come by your Spirit, I'm nothing. So I can do nothing except the Holy Spirit come. Now I confess that I am totally dependent on you, Jesus, to do this your will, to teach on whatever you want to say. Holy Spirit, I will not limit you. I will give you free liberty to do as seemeth right in your own eyes. I will yield fully to you that you may speak to your people, that they may understand what season we're in, what time we're in, and what to be careful to watch for. For the glory of God, in Jesus' name, I pray. I thank you, Lord, for strengthening me. I thank you, Lord, for your anointing now on this broadcast, going over the airwaves with power and with authority for the glory of God. I apply the blood of Jesus over these airwaves even now in Jesus' name. And, Father, I bind the devil in the name of Jesus. I cast him out and command him to go in Jesus' name. And Holy Spirit, take over. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I feel the difference in the atmosphere. I feel the difference in the spirit. I feel liberty. I feel that Jesus himself has stepped in because this is his work and not mine. There's nothing I can do. He was just kind enough to allow me to be in on what he's doing. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Saints of God, we're in a very serious time here. We're in the last days because in the last days, many will come and with deception. The devil already has the people in the world. That's what you have to understand. He's got them. So now his target is the church, and he's trying to come against the very thing that God loves the most, which he gave birth to, which is the church. Glory to God. And the church is those who are spirit-filled believers. Okay? Let's not get it wrong. The church is not a building. The church are actually spirit-filled believers. That's the church, because we are the vessel of the Holy Spirit. Okay? The Bible says, know ye not that your temple is the temple of the Holy Spirit, whom ye are, whose ye are. So the church consists of not just a building, not a building, that's where we gather, but the actual church consists of the body of spirit-filled believers. Glory to God. Amen. Let's go to Matthew chapter 4, verses 4 and 5. Let's go to Matthew chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24, verses 4 and 5. We're going to see here a warning, a caution from mm-hmm. Jesus himself. This is in red. This is Jesus talking to his disciples, instructing them on what to watch out for. Even in those days, it was evident and paramount that many people would come to be a distraction to the work and the mission of God. So you have to be prepared to stay focused, because in these days many things will come to try to deceive you. Amen. Matthew yeah. chapter 4, verse 4 and 5. It says, "And Jesus answered and said unto them," they were asking a question, but let's just focus on this part, his answer. "Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you."
Mm-hmm.
He's talking to his people now. You have to understand. He's talking to his people. This is a question that the disciples, his followers, asked him. What are the signs of the end of the age, or the end of time? What are the signs going to be so that we'll know how to identify them? This is what the question that the disciples were asking, because they wanted to know what are going to be the signs of the end before the coming of the Lord. What are going to be the signs? Jesus answered this way: take heed that no man deceive you.
Whoa.
He said, verse 5, "For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many." Now, they're not going to come to say that they are the Messiah. The word Christ means anointed one of God, or one who has the anointing. This is what these deceivers are going to say. They are going to try to convince you that they have the anointing. They are going to try to convince you that they'll say, "I am anointed." But that's not what Jesus said. They're going to try to come to you to convince you that they are anointed, because they know that if you hear that they are anointed, people will follow them. People will send money into their ministry. People will give to them. People will believe what they say is true if they claim that they are anointed by God. The biggest thing that the devil is after, he's after the anointing, because he knows that's the only ingredient in the world, that is the only substance in the world that can destroy his ministry, is the anointing. The devil has a ministry too. It's a ministry of death. It's a ministry of destruction. It's a ministry of deception. It's a ministry of lies. But how are you going to tell if a person who is standing in the pulpit is truly anointed? Jesus said, you'll see it by this way. They're going to come in the form of deception and say, they're going to actually say, "I am anointed." They're going to say it. They're going to say it. They're going to say, "I am anointed." They're not going to say what Jesus said. Let's go over to Luke 4 and 18. Let's look what Jesus said. Let's go to Luke 4 and 18. We're gonna see how Jesus talks versus how these deceivers talk. And that's why you have to listen. When you go into a church, you're going to have to listen to what people are saying. You can't get so emotional, start running around and jumping up and down, and you're going to have to listen to the words that's coming out of their mouth.
Come on.
Glory to God. Because the deceiver don't want you to pay attention to what he's saying. But listen to what the Lord says. Luke 4 and 18. Now, this is what Jesus said. Jesus said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted." How many people in the pulpit today in ministry are talking about, "He hath sent me, God hath sent me"? See? He said, "He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind." Now, this is not just people who are blind naturally. These are also people who are blind spiritually, which means you have to be able to see things in the spirit. You have to be able to see people who are coming in the form of counterfeit, people who are using the word of God to deceive you. Because they want to draw people to themselves. They do not lead people to the cross. These people are not leading people to eternal life. They're leading people to themselves because they themselves have been deceived, so they go about to deceive. And how do you know that they don't have the anointing? You say, well, I feel something that feels like the anointing in the church. Well, you have to understand the devil is going to counterfeit everything. For everything that's real, there is a counterfeit. I have actually seen in a church, this is, God is my witness, I have been in a church, I have been in a ministry, and I have seen the Holy Spirit come in, but I've seen him leave. And the Holy Spirit has left the building, but the people are still praising and rejoicing as though he's there, but he's gone. And then another spirit, now you must understand, when the Holy Spirit departs, another spirit comes in. Okay? Let me say that again. When the Holy Spirit, the one who carries the anointing, that's the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the carrier of the anointing in the name of Jesus Christ. When the Holy Spirit leaves, that's why you have to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. That's why you have to obey the Holy Spirit, and we'll show you that in Acts 5 and 32, I believe it is. We will show you why it's necessary to obey the Holy Spirit, because when you obey the Holy Spirit, he gives you his anointing. But I have been in a ministry where the anointing, where the Holy Spirit has actually left the building, and a spirit of darkness has come in. The people are still shouting as though the Holy Spirit is still there, and he's not there. So now what has entered the building is the spirit of deception.
My God.
The spirit of deception has come in. I mean, it's like right in the middle of the tracks. The Holy Spirit just left. He left the place. I saw it. I don't know why. Maybe it was because of the disobedience of the pastor or musician. There are many things that will grieve the Holy Spirit, and he won't stay around. When you grieve the Holy Spirit, he goes. The Bible says, quench not the Spirit. Nor, and it also says, grieve not the Holy Ghost. And there are people that grieve the Holy Ghost. And when you grieve the Holy Ghost, he leaves. He doesn't stay. He departs. So when the Holy Spirit departs and he takes the anointing with him, then there's another spirit that comes in. And that other spirit is the spirit of deception. And deception comes to deceive you, to make you think something is true when it is not. It's the spirit of a lie. And that's what the enemy is using in these last days. This is why the disciples said, well, what are the signs of the end of the age? We want to know what to look for so that we'll be able to see it. And the first thing Jesus said, it's going to be deception. It's going to be men who will come in the name of Jesus Christ and say, remember what Matthew 24 said, they will say, I am anointed. In other words, they're going to build themselves up as being some mighty worker of miracles. They're going to build themselves up as being some great person of God. But that's not what Jesus did. Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He gave all glory to the Father. He said, the Father has done this. He said, this is not even my doctrine. He said, my doctrine is not my own. It's just the Father's doctrine who sent me. Often he would refer that I have been sent by God. I have been sent to do an assignment. I am on the earth because my Father has sent me. He said, my Father and I are one. He said, if you know my Father, then you know me. But if you don't know my Father, neither do you know me. He always referred back to the Father. He always gave glory to the Father. He always acknowledged it was the Father that sent him. He even said that the Father is the one who anointed him. He never said, I'm anointed. He never said it. But you have these people who come from the devil, who stand in the pulpit, and they say they are anointed. And God never sent them. God never ordained them. God never anointed them. They went to some seminary school. Glory to God. And they got some paperwork. You know how many people actually talk to me and say, well, I got ordination papers. Look, I don't care what papers you got. If God have not anointed your life, if the Spirit of the Lord is not on you, and you have been anointed by God the Father, then God is not with you. I don't care how much of the Bible you can teach, because there was someone also in the Bible who taught the Bible. Glory to God. And his name was Apollos. He was an eloquent speaker, and he convinced people by the word of God that he was an excellent teacher. But he didn't have the Holy Ghost. He had traveled with Paul for a while until Aquila and Priscilla heard him teach. And they pulled him aside and said, let me show you a more excellent way. And what was that excellent way? He needed the Holy Ghost. He was not operating under the anointing. Let me tell you, if a person does not have the baptism of the Holy Ghost, they are not carriers of the anointing. They are not carriers of the anointing. Now, will God anoint a service even if the pastor is not anointed by God? If the people come with a sincere heart, there is a certain level of the anointing, because the people are coming looking for Jesus. There is a certain level, and that level is for salvation. There will be no deliverance, there will be no healings, and there will be no miracles under that kind of ministry, under that kind of leadership. There's only enough anointing for the person to receive salvation so that they can be saved, and then God can direct them to go to a ministry where they can receive deliverance and anointed teaching, where they can be filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in an unknown tongue. And it's true, because God is merciful. He will allow enough anointing in that building, in that church, for a person to receive salvation, because he's merciful and he's gracious and he's kind. But that person standing in the pulpit that is not sent by God, on the day of judgment, he will be judged for being a deceiver, which means he will go to hell. That's why you cannot play with the anointing. You cannot play with the Holy Ghost. Let's go to Acts chapter 5, verse 32. I want to show you something. Acts chapter 5, verse 32. We're talking about protecting the anointing, because the first thing you have to understand, you have to be able to identify before you can protect anything. If you can't identify the anointing, how are you going to protect it? See, if you can't identify the anointing, you'll be led away by deception. You'll be thinking that people are anointed, and they're not. They're deceived. See, because they're going to say, I am anointed. That's what they're going to say. They're not going to say, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me. That's why when I pray, I go, God, this is your ministry. If you don't anoint me, there's nothing I can do. I know some preachers that get in the pulpit, they don't even pray. They just go right into the word.
Yes,
they don't even pray. They don't acknowledge God.
That's right.
They don't give God glory. They don't say, Lord, I need the anointing. It's like they're already anointed. And they go, well, I prayed in the back. How do we know? You prayed in the back. We don't know what's back there. You have to come before God's people. Jesus said this publicly in Luke 4:18. Jesus said it publicly before the people. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach. It was said before the people. It wasn't said somewhere in a closet, in secret. No, you have to come before God's people and make sure God gets all the glory, so that the people will know that you are submitted to the Lord. You don't just come stand up there and start preaching. If you ever run into somebody, get out of that church. Get out of there. If they're not coming acknowledging that Jesus is Lord, and that God has anointed them, and that God is in control of that ministry, and that they are submitted to God, if they're not acknowledging that in their prayers, and they're humbling themselves under the hand of God, you need to find a church where the man of God is subject to the Holy Spirit. You need to find a church or a ministry where the man of God is subject to the Holy Spirit.
Mama.
not trying to make the people subject to him. That's a spirit of control and manipulation. And it's also sorcery. See, you guys, and you guys stop being so focused on pastor. Pastor said this. Look, focus on what Jesus said. The pastor can be wrong.
That's all right.
Pastor said. Well, look, the pastor may not even be saved. They got this program on TV now on Oxygen TV called The Preachers of L.A. They got a guy on there, and I'm not gossiping because this is on TV, so everybody can see it. They got a guy who's a pastor. I'm not going to call his name.
Come on.
A guy who's a pastor. He's sleeping with another woman. He's not married. He got divorced from his wife. He's got a baby by this woman, and he's still sleeping with her, and he's pastoring a large church.
My God.
And they still come into the church. Ain't no anointing there. And they going over there talking about pastor this, pastor. He's not a pastor. He's a liar. He's a deceiver. See, there's no anointing. You have to be able to recognize the anointing and protect it. Glory to God. You have to be able to first recognize the anointing before you can protect it, because some of these people, you standing up for them, and they're wrong. They're in error. They're not anointed. God have not sent them. They're off track. They're preaching heresy. They're preaching the wrong doctrine, the wrong gospel. They're not anointed by God. You have to be careful. There was another man in Atlanta. Now, some of you know him, Bishop, I'm not going to say his name, but he's a bishop in Atlanta, and there was a scandal out about him, and he's got a very large church, and he's got thousands, 10,000 people following him. But who of those 10,000 could discern that he wasn't operating under the true anointing?
No.
Because if you're sleeping with boys and this kind of stuff, and molesting teenagers, how are you operating under the true Spirit of God? But all of them 10,000 couldn't discern it. See, first you have to be able to identify the anointing of Jesus Christ.
Why?
Well, look at, I'll give you another example. In San Francisco, Jim Jones, you've heard about him. Now, that man didn't have any anointing. But people followed him. He had 1,000 He had over 1,000 members in his church. And they were all African-American people. And they followed him to Guyana to kill themselves. You see? They drunk the Kool-Aid with cyanide poison in it. And they thought the man was anointed. That's why I'm teaching this today. Don't be deceived by people. Don't follow these people. First, find out who Jesus is. Find out what the true anointing is. And then follow Jesus. Jesus never told you to follow a man. He said, follow me. And he said, I will make you fishers of men. You have to first identify the anointing before you can protect it. Let's go to Acts 5 and 32. This is what it says. And we are his witnesses. See, a witness is one that either has identification or an experience with God. We are witnesses. That means you have experienced this thing, or you have eyewitnessed this thing. The disciples are talking about, we are his witnesses of these things. And so also is the Holy Ghost. Now, the Holy Ghost will bear witness. That's the true witness. The Holy Spirit is the true witness. The Holy Spirit, if you're filled with the Holy Spirit, that's why last week we talked about getting filled with the Holy Spirit, with the evidence of speaking in an unknown tongue. You have to be filled with the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is going to bear witness with your spirit, which is the Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit will bear witness that these people are really sent by God. If there's a check in your spirit, if there's a grievance, if there's a question mark in your spirit, then you begin to ask God, find out from Jesus Christ, who is this person? Who is this pastor? Who is this minister? Who are they? God will show you. Because God is faithful. He doesn't want you misled. He doesn't want you deceived. So before you can protect the anointing, you must first identify the true anointing, because there is a counterfeit anointing. There's a counterfeit anointing. Let me say it again. There is a counterfeit anointing. The counterfeit comes to mock the real. Glory to God. So you have to first identify the true anointing before you can protect it. Now, Acts 5:32 says, "And we are his witnesses of these things, and so also is the Holy Ghost, whom God hath given to them that obey him." The first step with operating in the anointing and identifying the true anointing, you have to make a decision in your life that you're going to obey God come hell or high water. I don't care what you go through. I don't care how difficult it is. Make the decision in your mind today. I'm going to obey God no matter what. You take that attitude, you take that position, God will not only anoint your life, but you will be able to see clearly deception, those that do not obey God. Let's go to Genesis. Let's go to the beginning. Let's go to Genesis, I think it's 3. Let's go to Genesis 3. Check that. Let's go to 2:16. Yeah, let's go to 2:16. Oh, I want to show you something. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Genesis 2:16. Just follow me because I'm kind of flowing here, and let's just see which way the Holy Ghost is going to take us here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. 2:16, this is Adam in the garden. This is the first signs. This is the first introduction, really, of the anointing other than through creation in Genesis 1. In Genesis 1, we see creation, and we see the Spirit of the Lord hovering up over the face of the deep. We see the anointing there. Here we're going to see that God gave Adam the anointing, and he lost it because of disobedience. And you can lose the anointing. I don't know about those people that don't preach that, but it's true. You can lose the anointing. Glory to God. And then this is how you protect it. Now, we're going to get into the part of the message about protecting the anointing in this case. But first, before you protect anything, you have to identify, is this the real anointing or is this a counterfeit anointing? And there is such a thing as a counterfeit anointing. A lot of people don't teach on it, but it's a counterfeit anointing. It's deception, because people are saying that they are anointed when actually they are not anointed, and it's only to deceive the people. It's like Simon the sorcerer in Acts chapter 8. The people believed that he was a mighty man of God. The people, it said it in Acts chapter 8. We don't have time to go there, but put it in your notes. Read the whole 8th chapter of Acts. In the 8th chapter of Acts, the people believed that Simon was a mighty man of God, until the real showed up, which was Peter, the apostle, who laid hands on people, and they received the baptism of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongue. Then Simon was exposed because he said, "I want to buy this Holy Ghost." And Peter turned and said, your money perish with you, for the gift of God is not for sale. You cannot buy the Holy Ghost. So he was operating in a spirit of sorcery, and the people were under his spell, and they believed that he was a man of God until the real thing showed up. See, there is a counterfeit spirit, I'm telling you. And it's happening in the church, and those of us who are seasoned, we can see it, we can identify it, and we can recognize it. But you have to begin to identify first, God, is this the true anointing? Is this the true anointing? Is this the anointing of the Holy Ghost? See? Is this the anointing that comes from God? Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Because there's another spirit out there, and it's deceiving a lot of people. And there are people who are falling out under that false spirit. It's not a real anointing. They're falling out under a false spirit. I'm being serious with you. People are falling out under a false spirit, and nothing is happening. There's no change. When you fall out, or when you are When you are under the power, that's what it's called, actually, because Jesus did it. Just for those of you who have never experienced being out under the power of God, it's biblical. It's in Matthew where Judas came to betray Jesus with the guards of, glory to God, Jerusalem. These were Roman guards, and Judas came to betray Jesus. And they came to the Garden of Gethsemane where Jesus had been praying, and Judas came up, and Jesus said, thou betrayest me with a kiss. So he kissed him on the cheek, and the Roman guard said, we seek Jesus. No, Jesus said, whom do you seek? And Jesus said, I am he. When he said, I am he, the Roman guard said, Jesus said, whom do you seek? The Roman guard said, Jesus. Jesus responded and said, I am he. When he said, I am he, they fell prostrate. They fell backwards under the power of God. That's in the Bible. They fell backwards under the power of God. Okay? So we see that being under the power of God and falling under the power of God is biblical. But there's a counterfeit of that. When these people fall under the power of God, nothing happens. Jesus did that to identify himself because they asked, Jesus said, whom do you seek? They said, Jesus. Jesus said, I am he. That was his identification mark to the Roman guards who were unbelievers, that the power of God is upon me. You see? That was his identification mark, stipulating to those unbelievers that the power of God is on me. And they fell backwards. Read it for yourself. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. You've seen that. Well, they don't show it in the movie because the movie doesn't always tell the truth. But you read the Bible and you will see it in there. Glory to God. Let's go to Genesis and let's hit this point of protecting the anointing. But I really felt it necessary to teach you how to first identify the anointing, because if you don't identify the anointing, you can't protect what you don't know. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God from heaven. Genesis 2:16. And the Lord commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. The first thing God is going to do, he's going to give you an instruction. He's going to give you an instruction concerning your life. The Word of God is a book of instructions of how to conduct your life. God gave him one instruction. Don't eat from this tree, because if you eat from this tree, if you partake of this, it's going to kill you. Now let's go over here and see what happened. All right. Chapter 3, Genesis 3. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman. Now notice he didn't talk to the man. He went to the woman. He went behind the man's back. That's sneaky. So you got sneaky folks. You got to watch them. They're going to go behind your back and do stuff. You got to watch these kind of people. Glory to God.
Come on.
And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said. So the first thing the devil is going to do is try to make you question what God has already told you. He's going to try to make doubt come into your heart. He's going to try to make fear come into your heart. He's going to try to have you question, well, was that really God, and is that what he meant? God says what he means, and he means what he says. Glory to God. So he says, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden. And the woman said, let me read that again. Yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? Question mark. And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. Now, God was talking about dying spiritually. If you disobey my instructions, this is basically what God was saying. If you disobey my instructions, if you disobey my covenant, if you disobey my commandment, if you operate in the spirit of rebellion, you're going to die. He meant spiritually dead. The first death is a spiritual death. You're going to die spiritually because you're not going to have the anointing. Amen? When you die spiritually, there's no anointing there. No anointing. And you got people who are dead in the pulpit preaching and calling themselves ministers, and they're dead spiritually. No anointing. Because they've touched the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. They have not stretched forth their hands to the tree of life. They don't have life in them. It's not in them. They have death abiding in them because they didn't keep the commandments of God. And because they didn't keep the commandments of God, they're dead spiritually. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. So here we have God giving a clear instruction. And the serpent reversed it and said, you shall not surely die. The devil was talking about the natural man, the physical man. He wasn't talking about the spiritual man. The natural man is the last that dies. The first that dies is the spirit man. So the attack was deception in making Eve think that she would live even though she disobeyed God. And you got people in the pulpit and in the church today thinking that they're alive because they disobeyed God, and they're dead and they're under deception. Because they're listening to the voice of the devil. They're dead. Don't have the anointing. Don't have the Holy Ghost. Because they're living a life of disobedience. And there is no anointing in disobedience. We read it in Acts chapter 5. The Holy Ghost is given to them that obey, not to the disobedience. If the disobedient would be anointed, and people have said to me, I've heard preachers say this, well, God is merciful. See, they teach disobedience when they teach that kind of doctrine. That is not the true doctrine of Jesus Christ. The true doctrine of Jesus Christ is not that God is merciful, is that you need to repent. But they want to stay in their sin and stay in the pulpit and then mislead you with a counterfeit spirit and then have you going into sin because they got lust all over them or they got rebellion over them and they still trying to operate in the pulpit when the Spirit of God done left them.
My God.
Good God from heaven. And they still going forth. They still teaching and preaching and laying hands on people. And they imparting that foul, disobedient spirit when the Spirit of God done left them just like he left Saul. So the devil was convincing Eve that it was okay to disobey God. And she listened to him. And as soon as she disobeyed God, this is what happened. The devil said in verse 5, for God doth know that in the day that ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good from evil. They was already made in the image of God. He lied to her again the second time. He deceived her again. The first thing the devil is going to come after is the anointing. You don't hear me. The anointing operates through the Holy Spirit. God was talking about she was going to die spiritually. She did not regard the anointing. She did not protect the anointing because she did not regard the anointing. You can't protect what you don't regard. In other words, if you don't honor the anointing, then the anointing will not honor you. She operated in disobedience. She thought it was okay to disobey God. She thought it was okay to go on the devil's territory. She thought it was okay to listen to the devil. She thought it was okay to do what the devil said, and she thought she could get back. I don't think so. See, that's a game that the devil play with you. That's a demonic teaching to make you think it's okay to go on the devil's territory and then come back to God. Look, let me tell you something. If you lose the anointing, there's no guarantee you're going to get it back. We've seen many preachers fall, and they have not been truly restored to the anointing they had before they fell. I'm going to say it again. We have seen preachers fall, and they have not been restored to the same anointing that they had before they fell. Look at Adam. That's what we're reading now. Did Adam get back in the garden? No! God took it away from him. Did he get the glory back? No! God took the glory from him. He had the glory on him. God asked him to do one thing. Don't touch that tree. Don't eat from that tree. Don't mess with it. Leave it alone. Don't go there. And God has warned some of you. Stop doing what you're doing. Stop dealing with some of them people. Leave them alone. They witches and warlocks, and you're dealing with the wrong kind of folks. They got the wrong spirit. Leave them alone. And if you don't do it, God going to take the anointing off of you. And he take the anointing, you're going to go crazy. You're going to lose your mind.
My God.
The anointing is nothing to play with. That's the only thing that's keeping you. The Holy Ghost is a keeper. The Holy Ghost is a keeper. He's the only one that can keep you in the name of Jesus. He's the only one that can keep you. If the Holy Ghost don't keep you, you will not be kept. But there's only one way the Holy Ghost will keep you. You got to obey. My God from heaven. So in verse 6, he says, and when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eyes, stop negotiating with God. If God says something, that's it. That's final. It's established. Don't try to have somebody give you another interpretation. There is no other interpretation. There's one interpretation. God is right and everybody else is wrong. That's it. Don't listen to some of these ministers, and I've heard them teach. They teach a doctrine of compromise. They say, well, sister, brother, if you sin, then, you know, just go ahead and come back to God. What they're supposed to say is don't sin. They're telling you it's okay to sin, but you can come back. That's the prevalent doctrine in the church right now, that these devils that are deceived, that are teaching people, well, you go ahead and fall, you can come back. You go ahead out there on the devil's territory. You go ahead and sin, do all the sinning you want, and just when you get ready, you just come on back to God. You know the devil is a lie. That ain't nowhere in the Bible. You just go out there on the devil's territory, go ahead and sin all you want to sin, go ahead and have your fun. Oh, you got to go ahead and experience that too. Go on and experience all that stuff you want to experience, and then when you get ready, you just come on back to God. Woo-hoo! Not only will you not have the anointing, but you're gonna have 2,000 legions of demons in you.
Legions of demons, that's right.
Legions of demons. You're gonna have legions, and you're gonna be so deceived that you won't accept the truth. See, protecting the anointing has everything to do with one thing: just obey God. Stop trying to compromise with God. Stop trying to figure out how to sin and get away with it. You can't. You can't get away with sin. Leave it alone. Just obey God. If it's hard, good. Just praise God. God will get you out of it. My God from heaven. Now let's look at verse 6 again. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both, verse 7, and the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked. See, they knew it. Now naked means that they lost the anointing. They lost the glory. That's naked. Naked means that you're stripped of God's presence in your life. That's what it means. Naked means you are stripped of God's presence in your life. He's neither in you or upon you. Okay? So if you're naked, that means you are then going to look for something to cover you. Most people go after natural things to cover them. Sex, drugs, alcohol, relationships. They look for anything except the presence of God. Okay? Let's look at this and see. Verse 7, Genesis 3 and 7. And the eyes of them both were open, and they knew they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. See, they went after natural things now. See, they no longer went after spiritual things. They had the glory. They had the anointing. They had the power of God upon them. But they left the power of God for something natural. And then they had to hide themselves because they were naked and ashamed, because they knew that they no longer had the anointing. The anointing was lost because of one thing: disobedience. When God gives you an instruction, you have to carry it out. If God said, leave this person alone, don't go back and see him two and three and four times and then say, I'll leave him alone, or make the mistake and say, well, I was too weak. No, you're not too weak. You're disobedient. Obey God. Get that mess out your life. Whatever God is dealing with you on, fix it today. Repent from it and get the anointing on your life. And once the anointing comes on your life, protect it with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might, and with all your strength. Because the one thing the devil is coming after is the anointing. And if he can get the anointing from you, you're dead. Spiritually, you're dead. You're dead. You can't do anything for God without the anointing. The devil is a seducing spirit. He's going to try to seduce you away from the anointing, which means compromise. Get away from these pastors that are teaching compromise. If they don't teach holiness, get away from them. The Bible says, holiness without, no man shall see the Lord. My God from heaven. Thank you, Jesus. This is a holy walk, folks. This is a walk that you have to make your mind up, come hell or high water. I'm going to obey God no matter what. I don't care who doing what in your atmosphere. I don't care who they are who's saying it's okay to do this. I don't care who's compromising. Get away from them. Don't talk to them no more. Cut them off. Leave them alone. Stop having relationships with people and getting to know people that are devils. Stop making friends with devils. You know they're not saved, and you're going to try to get them saved. You can't get nobody saved. God didn't send them to you. If God sent them, they're ready. Believe me. If God sent them, they're ready to receive Jesus Christ. No, the devil sent these people. You got to work on them and try to get them ready. No, God, the people that God is going to send you, they're going to be ready. The people of the devil, they're the ones that got to be warned from their wicked ways. You see? My God from heaven. My God from heaven. Here's the person. I'm going to say this in my conclusion. Here is the person who is deceived. The person that goes to church, listen to the word, but is not discerning what spirit is operating in that church. So they continue to go, and they get comfortable because they make a few friends. And they sit there, and they listen to the word, but they are not discerning the spirit that's coming either out of the pulpit or from that ministry or from those people or even that's in the building. I have been in churches and the spirit of darkness is there. And the people think they're okay. They're in darkness. And they've been in darkness for years. And if you tell them they're in darkness, they'll fight you. They think they're in light. Whew. They're in the spirit of darkness and don't know it. Can't see. If you try to correct them, they'll fight you. They got the religious pharisaical spirit. It's all the spirit of religion. The spirit of light is not in them or on them. And they're in a ministry that's in the ministry of darkness and devils. And just because the word is going forth, they think they're okay. They think they're saved. No, you have to discern the spirit that's behind the ministry. Even the spirit that's behind the word. The Jehovah's Witnesses use the Bible too. They don't have the spirit of God. You see? You see? The Mormons will try to use the Bible. Neither do they have the Spirit of God. You have to discern. Ask God, is this your spirit? The Bible says, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit. How do you try it? Ask God. God, is this your Holy Spirit? Is this you? And he'll tell you, God, is this you? Lord, if that be you, bid me to come. That's what Peter said. Peter didn't know. He was on the boat. He saw a spirit walking on the water. And he said, Lord, if that be you, then bid me to come. You have to do the same thing. You have to ask, Lord, is that you? Lord, is that you? Jesus, is that you? My God from heaven. If it's God, he's faithful. He will tell you, come, it is I. My God from heaven. Don't be deceived, saints. Do not be deceived. Do not be deceived. Ask God what kind of spirit. See, now we have to get beyond the letter. There are two phases of the Word of God. There's the letter, which is the Logos, and there's also the Rhema, the revealed Word of God by the Holy Spirit. You have to not just listen and hear the Logos. In other words, somebody just reading the Bible. Anybody can read the Bible. But what spirit is behind it? That's what's most important. Discern the spirit that's operating behind the Word of God. Is it deception or is it the truth? That's what we're dealing with, saints. In protecting the anointing, you must be able to first identify the anointing. Second, you must ask God, according to 1 John 4 and 1, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit to see whether it be of God. So first, identify, is it the true anointing? Second, ask God, is this your Holy Spirit? Is this your anointing? And thirdly, the way you protect, if you have an anointing, the way you protect your anointing is obey God. Obey God. Stay away from people who are not anointed. If you're witnessing to someone, and when I say stay away from people who are not anointed, I mean don't make covenants with them. Don't bring them into your inner circle. You're not making friends with people who are not anointed. You can witness to them, you can pray for them, but you are not bringing them into your inner circle. You have no dealings with them, because if they're not anointed, what's on them will get on you if you're not careful. Be careful who you pray for, even. Ask God, am I supposed to pray for this person? See, you have to be wise as a serpent and gentle as a dove. So, saints of God, just wanted to hit those three points. You have to identify the anointing to see if it's really God's anointing, if that's God's spirit. And then 1 John 4:1, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit to see if it's God. Ask God, you know, what is this? Did you send him? And then your own anointing, if you have an anointing, protect your anointing by obeying God. Whatever he tells you to do, do it. Whatever he tells you to do, just do it. Father, I pray that I've spoken correctly, according to your word, by the Holy Spirit, in the authority of the name of Jesus. Those who have heard will not only listen, but do, in the name of Jesus. Not only those who heard will obey in the name of Jesus. Father, I give you glory, honor, and praise. I give you glory, honor, and praise in the mighty name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your anointing.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
Thank you for your anointing. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your glory even now.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for your glory even now. In Jesus' name, thank you. Thank you for your glory even now.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for doing it. Thank you for doing it. Thank you for opening our eyes. Letting us see what it is that you want us to see. Thank you for opening our hearts and our understanding to see the truth that there are people who are operating under the spirit of deception to deceive people. And they have a counterfeit anointing to try to steal your anointing. Oh, Lord, show us your way. Help us to walk in your will. Help us to obey you. Help us to obey you, Lord. Help us obey you, Lord. Help us to obey you, Lord. Help us to obey you, Lord. Help us not to be children tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. You have to check things out these days like never before. Talk to God about every, who is this? Who is this pastor? Don't just get so emotional. Remember I told you about that bishop in Atlanta? He had over 10,000 people, I think 15 or 20,000 people, and he was sleeping with boys. And it came out. He confessed it and paid them off and got rid of that thing in the media. But it still happened, and the people are still sitting under that kind of thing. And it had been going on for a long time. The only reason it stopped because he got busted. It wasn't that his heart was convicted by the Holy Spirit. Do you think the Holy Spirit was there in that sin? No. Sin separates us from God. People are saying, well, the Holy Ghost is still with you when you sin. No. The Bible says sin separates you from God. That's the wrong teaching. God turns his back on his own son because he could not look upon sin. Huh? That's why Jesus said, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, why hast thou forsaken me? He turned his back on sin. And today, when you grieve the Holy Ghost, like I said in the beginning, he leaves. He doesn't stick around in your sin. You think he's there with you and you sinning? No. The Bible says in Romans 6, I think it's 16 and 17. He said, know ye not that to whom you yield yourself servants to obey, his servant you are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. What the word of God is saying, whoever you choose to serve, whether it's sin unto death, that's who you have chosen to serve. You see, when you step into sin, that means that's your choice, not God. That's yours. You left God. He didn't leave you. You went and followed. See, God said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. But you got a choice. You left God and went into sin. He ain't with you. He didn't follow you into sin. He never told you he was going to follow you into sin. The devil is a lie. I've heard some preachers preach that. Well, the Holy Ghost is right there when you're sinning. That's a lie. The Holy Spirit is holy. He don't follow you into sin. You take yourself there because that's your choice. Holy Ghost ain't with you. The anointing ain't in no sin. Ain't no anointing in sin. I know. Years ago, back in 1998, I sinned with a woman. Yes, even Prophet Davis. But it was 15 years ago, 16 years ago. And I vowed I would never do it again. And I've kept my word to this day. I know for a fact, and I don't care what nobody say, when you sin, the Holy Ghost leaves you, and so does the anointing. It's gone. It's gone. I know from my own experience, I know, because I cried for 3 days, and I begged God, give me back the anointing. And I promise you, I'll never do this again. The anointing leaves you when you sin. I don't care what you say. The Bible says different. I don't care what them false preachers say either. The Holy Ghost is with you when you sin. The devil is a lie. He ain't there because he don't go into sin. He don't, the Bible says he leads and guides you in all truth, not a lie. He don't lead you into a lie. My God from heaven. That's for somebody out there listening. That's for somebody out there listening that they got that erroneous teaching, that incorrect teaching that the Holy Ghost is with you when you sin. He ain't with you. He done left you. Or actually, you done left him. He stayed holy, and you didn't. You went out on your own. God ain't it that best. So, Father, I thank you for this word today in Jesus' name. And, Lord, anoint us to speak to your people. Anoint us to pray for your people. And anoint us that the delivering power of God will be with your people even now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Lord, have mercy. What a word, what a word, what a word.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. I just don't believe, and I know God's word says his word will not go out.
That's it.
Return unto him, void.
That's it.
We are getting fed.
That's right. Some good teaching.
Broadcast. And it's not to lift ourselves up.
Nope.
But God anoint men and
that's
men
it.
With his spirit.
That's right.
The spirit of truth. The promise of the Father. Give them the comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. I tell you, every day you get on this line, whomsoever you may be, it's being recorded.
Amen.
He don't have a thumb drive. He don't have a laptop, an iPad, or iPhone. His memory is everlasting.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I mean, we have been getting some. This has been an awesome lesson today, and I've never, as I say, every day, God gives someone a different perspective, but it all comes back to protecting your anointing. And we have heard different versions and how. They have given us the how to protect our anointing. And today, they identify. You have to identify.
Yeah.
With the anointing, do you really have the Holy Ghost? That's really what he's saying. In essence, is the Holy Spirit abiding in the inside? If it is, then we should take heed to it, because it's a voice that speaks to us. It leads and it guides us. The Holy Ghost won't lead us into sin, as the man of God has said. The Holy Ghost is a teacher. The bishop on yesterday said, the anointing is a lifestyle. Holiness is a lifestyle. It is a profession. And we have to work on this profession every day of our lives, because Jesus is soon to come. And I don't care how strong, I don't care how holy you think you are, the Bible says, take heed, lest you fall. Ah, glory to God, this was a word. These are some classics, Prophet David's, and we're asking God to just strengthen us and provide what we need to get these messages downloaded on CD or MP3, where you can go. And what I love about this Blog Talk Radio, you can go back into the archives and listen to these messages again. I wind down at night sometime when I'm able to go back and tap into that message of the day and let it reverberate and saturate and resonate down in my spirit. Ah, glory to God. These messages are not coming for naught.
Yes.
God always sent a warning.
Mm-hmm.
He always sent a warning. And
mm-hmm.
this is not to beat you up. It's to jog. It's to mess with your mind, where you can say, Lord, I need help. The Bible says, if the word of God condemn you, then God is greater. God is greater. People of God, we get too many messages for us to turn things around. We get too many messages for us to keep playing with fire. The Bible says if you take fire and put it in your bosom, you're going to get burned. How do we think we can play with fire and it won't consume us? Hallelujah. Our God is a flaming fire. I have nothing else to say. This word has gone forth this are we, through Prophet Pearson, through Dr. Singleton, through Bishop Patterson, and again today, through Prophet Davis. Hallelujah. We're inexcusable.
Thank you, Jesus.
Protect your anointing. And if you don't have the Holy Spirit and all the Holy Ghost, whichever one you choose to identify with, I beseech you today to go in your secret closet and have a little talk with Jesus. I tell you, it will. It's a gift. It's a free gift. But you got to have a repentant heart. God just don't give you this gift if you don't repent. You must repent. Turn from your wicked ways. Hallelujah. Seek God. Pray for deliverance. We all need help in some areas. We all need to improve. None of us have made it. Hallelujah. We're striving to get there. We're striving to get there. He said some things today to make me think. You know, we have a spirit of religion. He said, I heard that. The spirit of religion, not the spirit of God. We have a form of godliness. Hallelujah. And we've been deceived daily. Guess what? You know how many times we're deceived, Prophet Davis? Because
there's
something in us.
There's
something in us. And we want to hide in these big edifices because we don't want to be held accountable. We want to come in and go out and not be held accountable. We want to do our thing, Jesus, 6 days a week. And then on Sunday, we're going to hold up holy hands. They're not holy. Hallelujah. We're going to live like a hellion.
Come on.
And I don't have a heaven or a hell to put you in. But this word, this word and the Holy Ghost is going to testify on that day against us.
Wow.
It is a testimony. The Holy Ghost is a witness. He read that for you in Acts 5:32. The Holy Ghost is going to witness.
That's right.
He's going to take the stand against you. Oh, my
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
This is heavy today.
Thank you.
Take your anointing.
Through
me and open up the lines. Anybody?
Yes.
Need prayer. See, you can ask for prayer. One thing about God, when you are sincere, he said a broken heart and a contrite spirit, he would in no wise turn it away.
Thank
there
you,
is
Jesus.
Still help available for you to do. You don't have to stay where you are.
Come on.
You can ask God. Hallelujah. The man of God is here willing to pray with you. Restoration is here for you today. You can be restored back into rightful standing with
Glory
God. Hallelujah. Because God is the one that forgives sins.
That's it.
Not man.
Yeah, God.
He said, I have power to forgive.
That's right.
All power has been given to me in heaven. And in earth.
That's right.
Amen. So the man of God is here. If anyone desire prayer, if you have a question, if he said something that you don't understand, he's still on the line to give you a better understanding.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Sometimes we don't understand.
Yes.
And there's nothing wrong with that. But if you don't understand, ask a question. How can I
Jesus,
protect
I feel the anointing. I feel the anointing. Thank you, Jesus. I feel the anointing. Thank you.
The Lord has visited us today. Thank
you. Yes.
The word has been preached.
Anyone for prayer?
Open up the line, Sister Ruby. Let's see.
Okay. Praise the Lord. We have about three or four calls that I don't know, but I'm going to go to Minister Aaron Singleton.
Yes.
The line is open.
Praise the Lord. I like that message you was talking about, because we need that in these last and evil days. We got a lot, too many of these false prophets, like I said, on the scene, like what you was talking about in St. Matthew chapter 24. They're going to be coming in those names. They're going to be coming in trying to preach and teach the gospel lying, like you tell them talking about, you know, bad spirits. You know, they try to make it like, you know, something that they're not doing, you know, that they're so anointed of God, and they're not.
Right.
But we need that. And these what you're teaching and preaching about, they don't understand, because this is the time in the last and evil days how God is using your calling at this time.
Yes.
Like I said before, you know, God, sometimes God uses you at the time like this so we can get our life together where we need to be, because there's so many false prophets and a lot of fake preachers out there. Ain't telling them like it is. They tell them you can live this way and live that way.
Hey,
it's all right to
that's right.
And it's all right to do that, to make it, to have it. And they ain't. You can't do that. And then when you start telling the truth, we don't want to hear that. We don't want to hear the truth. We want to he ain't right himself. He see what he did back then. He messed up. He ain't right. That's a lying wonder from the pits of hell. God forgive, but you can't keep practicing it again.
That's it.
God has forgiven you, but you can't
that's
keep
it.
Practicing. You got
that's
to
right.
move forward, not backwards.
That's right.
Get yourself together. But a lot of times we don't believe in that. We don't think it's real. That ain't true. Well, he ain't talking the truth. He ain't doing that. Ain't what God was talking about.
Yes.
You just got to stop. But he, like you said, he would take the anointing from you.
He will.
But what's happening is too many people trying to act like the anointing still in their life, and they can't stand one another, can't like one another. Can't, you know, all this wicked stuff.
Yes.
That God is against, but we don't see it.
Yes, sir.
Then we say we're anointed by, you're not anointed, you're anointed by the devil, but you ain't anointed by God. Because God is love, peace, and happiness.
Yeah.
God is love, to show love in one another.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And I know for my situation, I know God is love. You know what I'm saying? I had sin when I was younger, growing up. I had did all that stuff when I got in a church when I was young, back in the 90s. I'm not ashamed, but God healed me from that.
Yes. Glory
you know
God.
What I'm saying? But we don't go that route. No, we ain't all that. Yes, it do takes all that. It takes more than that. But
that's
when
right.
you coming on the scene on this time, not to hold it up, you coming on the scene at a time like this, this is how God is using. We can't believe it. Like, oh, my God, is he a true man of God? Because I didn't have heard this, and I didn't heard. No, he's a true man of God, because he's preaching. He's teaching about the scriptures in the Bible. He's not missing the scriptures in the Bible like some of us do. We miss the scriptures in the Bible. And we mix them up the way we think it is. God is love, but he didn't say that. No, God did say that. You speaking
that's
exactly what Jesus is talking about. They're going to come in my name in St. Matthew chapter 24. They're going to be preaching and teaching in my name. But God, Jesus is going to say, I never knew you.
Never knew him. Never knew him. Never knew him.
And the way he was going in them scriptures, that's powerful.
Glory
by himself. Because you have
Glory
to go by them. Try the spirit is of God.
That's it.
Because you got a lot of people say they're of God. They're not.
That's right. I know preachers right now. I know one in particular right now. He's doing a Bible study, and a lot of people coming. And he confessed to me he's sleeping with a woman that's not his wife. And this is not the first time, but yet he's still having this Bible study, and people are coming, and he's teaching. And I said, man, don't you know you're bringing condemnation on your soul, because you're trying to teach people by the Holy Spirit, and you're living in sin.
That's right.
You don't have
God
no conscience.
No, God will forgive you. I'm talking about stuff, but some people want to keep doing because they don't want to lose their members.
That's what
it
is.
Got so many members, and all they don't want to lose their members. They want that money.
Yeah.
Taking
yeah.
that money, wrong thing, and then their soul ain't right because they going straight to hell.
Yeah, that's where they headed.
They going straight to hell. They know it's, but see, the way that you breaking the scriptures down in the Bible, that's
Glory.
What messes folks up. It's the way you're coming at the scriptures where God is leading you.
Glory.
To come at, and you, he's going to lead you to preach the gospel. And you're
Thank
coming
you.
At a time like this that we need it so bad.
Amen.
That
Amen.
Folks, everybody calling themselves a Christian ain't a Christian.
Believe me, I know. I see it every day. My God.
You
Thank you, brother. I appreciate
that.
I appreciate that. I appreciate it.
And I got my sisters on there, which I got a couple of my sisters got on there. One of my sisters got on there and then another one. And then I had Peaches. I had one of the Peaches got on, my sister Peaches. She heard it. Then I had a couple other people from Lansing got on there. I don't know if they're still on here, but I had them on there. So
let's get them on the line. Let's get some comments from them. Amen.
If they still on here, I hope they is. And this your brother. If you on here, if not, I got some people from Lansing came up on here. So don't leave the line. It's good, important to have everybody to say something. That's good.
God bless you, Brother Aaron.
I'm going to open that line now, Minister Aaron. One left. 517-8150. 150.
Hello?
Okay, they're not saying anything, Aaron. We have quite a few new callers here, so I'm going to go.
Okay. Amen.
Area code 720-9249.
Yes.
Oh, 720-9249, Pastor Tillman?
Yes.
Yeah, praise
God bless
the
you.
Lord. Go ahead. Your line is open. I didn't know it was you.
Yes. God bless you. Hello?
There's a lot of interference.
Pastor Tillman?
Yes, praise the Lord.
Amen,
well,
praise the Lord.
You go for it.
Hear me? It was a lot of interference. But that teaching was timely.
Yes.
Very timely, because that burden is on the church.
Yes.
You know, for us to keep our mouths closed. You know, we're looking, you know, at the false teachers and deceiving this deceitful spirit in the land. And it's up to us to open our mouths.
And expose it. That's it.
Expose it. Let them know.
Yeah.
Amen. This one is, but you know, that's not the norm, and that's not what they call politically correct.
Well, thank God Jesus ain't in politics.
The mothers and the preachers of old, they would tell it. They would tell it like it is. They would take, you know, we stand in need of correction, you know.
That's it.
And exposure. I always say how when we came in the church, how the mothers try to, you know, they taught us how to dress, you know, and how to conduct ourselves and things like that. And today you don't see that, you know, you don't hear that anymore, you know, that's outdated. So,
I'll tell you why. You know why?
Why?
It's a spirit of control that's trying to control the church other than the Holy Spirit. And when a man tries to control the church, he wants to control the people. And if he can control the people, then he can silence the people. So with control and manipulation, that's what equals deception.
Yes, yes.
Control and manipulation equals deception.
Yes, yes.
But Jesus said, I came to give you liberty. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
Yes, yes, yes.
God never called you into bondage. He called you into liberty.
Yes. Yes,
that's people who will put bondage on you.
Yes.
Oh, Lord. You gotta. I'll be honest with you. I'll be frank with you. If I would write a letter, I wouldn't even put my name on it. I would just write a letter. And I would submit it to leadership and the mother's board. And I would remind them of what the Word of God says and what they used to do. And ask them, why aren't you doing it anymore? God have not changed.
Yes. Yes.
God have not changed.
Yes. Yes.
I would write a letter. I wouldn't put my name on it. It would be anonymous, and just submit it to leadership, and just say, and just, you know, submit it to them.
All right.
That way, they have got it. They have a record of it, and they have read it. And if they don't hearken unto it, God is gonna move and straighten some mess out. That's why, you know, years ago, I think it was in the 80s and 90s, God started killing preachers in the pulpit.
Uh-huh.
He started killing them because they wouldn't obey him. They wouldn't do things his way. And so now he done stretched forth his hand of mercy and said, well, I'm going to give them a little time to repent. So they haven't repented. He gave them space. They haven't repented. God's going to visit them again because he's got to clean them out and make room for the ones that will obey.
Yeah,
see,
yeah.
He got to get Saul out of the way and bring David on the scene.
Yes.
Hey, Lord. You got a bunch of Sauls up there that want to control the people. They want to manipulate the people. They want to operate under that spirit of control, which is demonic. That's not the spirit of God. That's the spirit of the devil. They're not operating under the wisdom of God. They're operating to control the people.
Yes.
So Mother, you write that letter. You let the Holy Ghost lead you. You write that letter, submit it anonymously, and then you pray over it and watch and see what God begins to do.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, love it. Whew, by God from heaven. Whew, Jesus, I love you.
Thank you.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Because God is still right and holiness is still right. My God. Eco Bosha. Bless you. God bless you, woman of God. Amen. Next caller.
Amen. We have another caller. Area code 703-0254.
703, Virginia.
Oh, praise the Lord. We're so blessed to have you on. Can you give us how you got on the line and your name? Hello?
No one responded, Sister Ruby. That was Prophet Davis.
Oh, I thought I heard a man that was Prophet Davis. 703-0254. Hey, then we'll see if we can get him back. But we're going to Sister T. Sister T.
God bless you.
God bless you. Your line is available.
I just thank God for this teaching, really. All week long, we've just been blessed by the people of God. And it's just been so beautiful what God is doing. And I'm just applying it to my life, just continue to pray my strength in the Lord.
Sister T, let me just encourage you in this area that the anointing also comes through consecration, spending time in the presence of God, and laying before him and being quiet and listening. There are times when God wants to deal with us, but it's not necessary for us to talk. So sometimes he wants to deal with the heart. And in dealing with the heart, we have to be quiet, like going under the knife in surgery. They put us under anesthesia. And anesthesia is to keep us from moving and to keep us quiet. So there are times you get into the presence of the Lord, you're going to have to get into the presence of the Lord and get quiet before him and let him do the work that he wants to do through the presence of the Lord. My God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, man of God.
Glory to God.
Thank you.
Whew. Thank you, Jesus. He kovosha. Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Sister Cammy.
Oh, hi. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
I just wanted to say, I too have enjoyed the series this week. And I just want to say thank you, Sister Bernard, Prophet David, Sister Ruby, and everyone for your prayers. And yeah, guys, have a wonderful and blessed weekend. It's been a crazy day, so.
Sister Cammy, let me just encourage you. If you can get a CD on the Bible, on the Word of God, CD on the Bible, and specifically the book of Revelation, and if you can just play that constantly, keep that playing, even when you sleep, have it playing, the Word of God, not only is it going to saturate you, but wisdom is going to come your way through the Word of God. Keep it playing. Let it just soak into your conscious and subconscious, and let it just soak into your spirit. Keep the Word of God playing on CD, so that even when you wake up, you'll hear, and the Lord said, and God said. See, that's what we have to have. We have to condition our minds by the Word of God. And wisdom comes through the conditioning of the Word of God. That's wisdom. The Word of God is wisdom.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I sure will do that.
Glory to God.
All right. Thank you.
Oh, Liberal Democrat, your line is open. We're happy to see you back.
Amen. Glad to be back. Amen. I was missing an action for 2 days on this job situation, but amen. I said hallelujah anyhow. I said I'm going to call in on Friday. Amen. Oh. You know, just God bless with a small testimony. Amen. Amen. The man of God that preached today said, amen to God. We're talking about protecting your anointing.
Yes.
Amen. And he gave us a weapon last week. He said, amen, about fasting. He said, amen. He said, remember to start fasting again. Amen to God. And then, you know, because I was reminded, you know, and, you know, because I heard the man of God, you know, talking about how we get in the, I say the permissive will of God. He said, well, we got to make excuses and we might bargain with God. Amen. And I'm a single man, so I was like, you know, this young lady was trying to whatever. And,
yeah.
You know, and for the longest time I was like saying, with the permissive will of God, I was saying, well, God, you will save her or whatever. But she wasn't even trying to hear praying with me or whatever. So God gave me the strength to, you know, to cut her loose.
Woo.
Amen. Through my fasting situation.
No.
'Cause I was going through some things, y'all. I'm just trying to
yes.
told you. Amen.
Yeah,
but I was fasting, man of God, and I'm reminded, like 24/7, I'm surrounded by my enemy. This flesh is never gonna leave me. I just understand that it surrounds my body. The Bible says there is no good thing in it, but it's forever with me. When I wake up in the morning, my enemy is right there with me, my flesh. When I lay down at night, it's there with me. So the only thing I can do is keep it under subjection. So like I said, you know, I started fasting, and
yes,
I got power over some things.
That's
amen
it.
To God. So I just wanted to, amen to God, to say that. Amen. I thank you, praise God, for reminding me of that weapon I had, because I had stopped fasting, amen.
Ooh.
To God, and just like, you know, it was just like losing a lot of battles. But when I fasted, I was able
hey.
To tell his flesh, amen, to God, even though you surrounded me, when I wake up in the morning, it was surrounded me, when I look in the mirror, my flesh surrounded me, but I was able to tell it no, amen,
yes.
to God, and I was proud of myself when I had that moment, you know, because,
yes.
like, you know, I was put in a situation, and I was able to walk away from it, amen. So I just thank you, praise God. So I'm gonna start doing this fasting thing more than once a week. You know, I'm once a week now, but I passed that test, amen. I just want to
yeah.
say praise God for the man of God, amen.
Yeah.
You know, God saw him, showed me I was going to go through a thing. He said, you need to be fasting. And
right.
amen to God, you know, I was able to tell that flesh, amen to God, know when that thing came to me. You know,
yes.
so amen to God. So those that listen, amen to God. Fasting works, amen.
Yes.
If you can tell his flesh no to food, you can tell it no to some other things. So I just thank and praise God, you know, reminding us that, amen to God, we have to protect this thing and whatnot. And just be real with ourselves, amen to God. You know, you're going to go through some things, and you're
yes.
going to you're gonna have to fast to fight some of these things, because these tests don't care who you are, you know. So
that's
I just
right.
thank and praise God. Amen for that weapon. Amen. I'm using this weapon now. It's my like little lifesaver sword. Now I'm all proud of myself because I passed that one test.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. So amen. So praise God for that and for the word of God today. So God bless everybody.
And that's a powerful thing, brother. I just want to encourage you that continue to fast. And also I want to encourage you to this. God is going to start dealing with you in dreams and visions as you continue to fast, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. I receive that Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Oh, one more thing, my brother. One more thing.
Thank you, Lord.
Words, as you well know, are very powerful. Begin to declare that you have not only victory over the flesh, but authority over the
yes,
flesh.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That's it.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That's it.
Thank you, Jesus. I receive
that's
that,
it.
Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory.
That's
glory.
Right. That's Woo. Right. That's
authority
right.
Authority over the flesh. For you are not subject to the flesh, but the flesh is subject to you.
That's right, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
My
Hallelujah.
God. Whew, glory.
Oh, bless your name, Lord.
My God, I felt a powerful release.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Jesus. We give you glory, Lord. We give you glory.
Hallelujah.
God, I love you. I love you, Jesus. I love you.
Hallelujah, Lord.
God bless you, man of God.
Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Thank you.
Okay, we're going to, again, 703 area code 0254. Okay, then, so that's all on the line. Quite a few drop, you know, not on at this time. So we want to give a shout-out and thank Jesus Christ for bringing the in the chat room. We had guest 1747, and there go Liver Democrat. We got him on the line live. He was in the chat room, too, and Samuel Mertz, sir, was in the chat room. So we had three in the chat room. So we just thank Jesus Christ for the visitors today and the word. Thank you, Bernard. Back over to you.
Amen, amen. We thank God for this mighty word that have gone forth every day this week. We certainly thank God for Prophet Michael Davis and everything that he's spoken through the Spirit on today. I really just would like to encourage you all to let this word saturate in your heart. Again, go back on the archives if you don't have a tape recorder or what have you. Go back on the archives and listen to these messages again this week, and I tell you they will definitely encourage your heart. We want you to remember tomorrow morning Elder Albert and Minister Billy Burns, Raleigh, North Carolina. They host a program called They Overcame, where you can come on and give your testimonies, and that's at 5 o'clock a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 7 a.m. Central, and again, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen, excuse me. And on Sunday morning, we invite you to tune in for 30 minutes of corporate prayer before you go to your different houses of worship. We invite you to come on the line at 7 a.m. California time, and we're on for about 30 to 45 minutes. Amen. And we just come together and pray. We don't open up the lines at that time. We just let certain people come on and just offer prayer for our governments, our nations, our families, the household of faith, our leaders, and everyone that God has blessed in the land. So we thank God for that. Amen. And so at this time, we're going to go back to our Prophet Michael Davis and let him close us out with the word of prayer and any other remarks that he may have in Jesus' name. Thank God for Minister Rose Tillman of Highway and Edges Ministry. Thank God for this mighty woman of God. She's no stranger to this broadcast, and we really thank God for it. Thank God for seeing Liberal Democrat back, Sister Cammie, Sister T, and anybody else that I've missed today. God bless you all. Have a beautiful and safe weekend in Jesus' name. Back to you, Prophet Davis. Thank you so much for rendering your time to us today. We certainly couldn't pay you for this service, but God is a rewarder, and we're looking for God to reward you for the sacrifices that you make to come on and minister the word of God for us. And thank God for Minister Aaron, my cousin out of Lansing Mission. Thank God for his encouragement and for him coming on the line, fellowshipping with us. God bless you, Prophet Davis.
Oh, Evangelist Bernard?
Yes.
He dropped off. I mean, he's not there.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, who else?
Aaron.
Who else is on the line?
I'm opening his line. Minister Aaron?
Oh.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, Aaron. God bless you. Appreciate you so much.
I gave Roni your number. Did she get you?
Yeah, they were on the line.
Go ahead.
Excuse me. It was two other ones on the line. 517-517-8150 and 517-8676, Minister Aaron.
Oh, yeah, they was on there. They're crowded with my sister, Melinda. I mean, Roni, she was on there.
Bible was on it. And my sister Mookie, my sister Peaches was on there. Peaches was on there, and Sandra Embry came on there. So I had to set them up on there. They came from Lansing.
All right, thank God for Air Minister. Aaron's out for the Aaron is the he's a born witness. That's what he do. He's anointed to witness, and he's anointed to just be able to encourage people. That's a gift that God has deposited down in his spirit. So we thank God for him. Amen. We're going to have Aaron, Minister Singleton, to close us out with the word of prayer. God bless you. Shalom,
okay,
and my cousins. Praise the Lord. I'll be so happy to see them on the line. God bless. I didn't know they were listening, but I will get back with her today.
Yeah, well, then let's say a prayer right quick on this line. Dear my Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, oh God, it's an honor, oh God, for the people that was on here, brothers and sisters, come together as one. Oh God, how you had Prophet David, Prophet David, Michael David, prophesying, telling the word, speaking the truth about what's going on, what we're going through in these last evil days. Oh God, I thank you for my cousin Adrian, helping her to Bernard, touching her mind, touching her spirit for this broadcast for 2 years and a half. Oh God, but I see her moving up, oh God. I see her, God. I see you doing works for her, God. Even her staff that's under her, oh God. I see things that come and happen in the past, oh God, in these last evil days, oh God. And I thank, oh God, this is a blessing. This is an honor to praise your name. This is an honor to lift you up, oh God, because without you, we are nothing, oh God. And we thank you that you bring a people her way to speaking the truth in a time like this. There's so many people that's been falling away from the wayside, don't know what to do. They messed up. They don't know what to do in their life, oh God, because they've been deceived and been hurt and been down, oh God. But I thank you, oh God, for blessing my cousin on this and everybody on this broadcast and everybody that know when they leave off this line. And let me pray, have your angels capped around, shield them, protect them from the enemy, and let them have a blessed weekend and give them triple for their trouble. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you. Looking forward to the fellowship on next week. We'll have a lineup of speakers. Sister Ruby will be in charge. I will be able to get on, but I have to escort my granddaughter down here to college, so may be missing for one day, but nevertheless, we'll have everything lined up. So we're looking forward to the fellowship on next week. God bless you all. Sister Ruby, we can all take the phone out. Amen. Thank you.
Okay, praise the Lord. We got two callers on. Dawn, I'm going to open up a line a minute before I go to the recorded. Sister Dawn?
I haven't been on the line about yesterday. I didn't get on the line, did I? But I've been going to the doctor, just coming from the doctor, and I just got in my car and put you all on. I say, I hope I can catch him. So I just got in from the doctor. Again, so I'm all right otherwise.
All right, well, we're going to pray for you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you to touch my sister right now, God. You know what's going on in our physical body, God. We're asking you to touch every bone, every tissue, every muscle, Lord God, every artery, all the kidneys, whatever is going on with the God. You know all about it. You made this body, and you said by your stripes we are healed. God, we're claiming, and we're standing in agreement with Dawn right now for healing in our body in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, we're asking you to either touch our mind, God, hallelujah. You said he that keep his mind stayed on you, you would keep them in perfect peace, God. Give us peace in our mind. Don't let our word, don't let our fret, God. And I'm asking you to continue to bless our son, Jarvis, God. And bless our daughter, Nadja, and all of our grandchildren, God. And even Miss Archie, Lord God. Shield and protect her. Bless her going on and her coming in. In the name of Jesus, we count it thus in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Who else is there, Sister Ruby? Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
Okay, we got area code 5-2. Area code.
Yes, God bless you. My phone went out. I had to switch phones. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, this is Prophet David.
The other phone went out to double check and check my phone, and I had to pick up my cell phone and dial back in. But God is good. We got through everything, and let Sister Dawn know that Jesus is healing her body now in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus.
Woo!
Well,
man,
thank
you know,
God
it's amazing.
For you can...
when you preach a word like that, you can expect some kind of retaliation.
Yes, yes.
But the devil is a liar.
The devil is a
liar. In the name of Jesus. But I know one thing. God getting ready to blow us up. I mean, blow us up in terms of multiplying us. Because the Bible says when the children of Israel were attacked, God multiplied them. So for multiplication.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. See, whenever the Bible says, even if the devil gets caught stealing, the thief has to repay seven times. So every time he gets caught trying to attack God's people, we have a right to claim seven times more than what he tried to take from us.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Glory to God. So thank God anyway. Thank God for Brother Aaron filling in and praying. And just thank God because we got the victory. The enemy don't want this to be taught because that means he would be exposed. That means the people that he got, that he's standing behind, would come down. But the enemy is already exposed. The word is already gone out.
Thank you, Jesus. We bless you,
God. My God.
Thank you, Jesus. We bless you today, God. Hallelujah.
See, and when God released those millions and billions, then there will be no stopping. When God releases the millions and the billions, there will be no stopping.
Thank you, Jesus.
See, the Bible said, call those things to be not as though they were. Don't be afraid to call big things out. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Whew. Well, anyway, God bless you. I have another appointment, so God bless you all.
Amen, amen. God bless you. Thank you again for speaking today. We certainly appreciate all that you do for the ministry. Thank God for you. Amen. Everybody have a beautiful weekend in Jesus' name.
Amen. I'm going to play Stand by John B.
To take a stand, not knowing I'd lose my best friend. But I'd rather live right than in hell lift up my eyes. All God's children to stand. Tell somebody, say,
you stand.
Tell Lord, stand for holiness.
For holiness.
Oh.
Stand for righteousness.
And be counted.
And be counted among them that shall reign with him.
Stand. Not believing, at least some of my friends. And I would rather, live right. Burn in hell, lift up my eyes. All of our children to stand. Stand. Everybody say it, you stand. Stand for holiness.
Stand for holiness. Stand for righteousness. Be counted among them that's the reign.
Morning prayer and Monday 1 o'clock p.m. Praise the Lord, everybody.